All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we're just going to spend just a few moments on Tzidkas HaTzadik and Reb Tzadik. We are continuing in Emirat Hashem in Oskuf Bey. So we're picking up on page Resh Mem Gimel in the Be'uri HaChasidus on the left-hand side. The piece that we were continuing from yesterday. So remember again, the Rebbe was discussing the concept of the distinction between the Chassid and the Tzaddik. And on a very simple level, the distinction being that the Tzaddik is someone in the Lashon of Rav Tzaddik who is Kovesh Es Yitzro. He's able to rein in or to subdue his inclinations, his proclivities, his Yetzirah, versus the Chassid who is able to channel. So remember, a fundamental distinction between conquering and channeling. So we left off on the left-hand column on page Resh Mem Gimel in the Be'uri HaChasidus. This is the sheet that I put on the chat yesterday. Same thing that I sent out a long time ago. But here the Rebbe says something really beautiful. So we got a couple of lines in. We said, V'hu nikra b'loshon ha'kosov v'hini tov ma'od. Shepir shu chazal, so I'm in the left-hand column about halfway down. He says, Shetov zeh ha'misbarer mehara. This is so beautiful. The Rebbe says, someone who is able to extract that which is positive from the Ra is so much greater than someone who is just Stam Tov. Now we'll say, Stam Tov just means regular good. There's a higher ability, a higher level, to be able to go ahead and extract that something positive from the negative than there is just to be in an inherent state of positivity. Rebbe said, do you hear how profound this idea? So again, this is all part of the Rebbe's thesis. Namely, it is better to be a chassid than it is to be a tzaddik. Wherein lies just in a tzaddik and a chassid? The tzaddik is often in a de facto state of good, right? The tzaddik is able to push away the negative and ultimately remain in a state of tov. The chassid has to go ahead and pull out the positive from the middle, he has to channel. So the Rebbe says it is better to go ahead and be the kind of person who is his lashon over here is to be a person hamisbarer hara, who is able to go ahead and bring out the good from the bad, than just be a person who is tov stam. Such a profound yisod. The tzaddik nikra tov stam kimoshakasov ki tzaddik kitov. V'yazenem, I was to listen to these words. The Rebbe said, I'll give you the proof to this. What's the proof? Chazal themselves tell us, ki b'makom u'b'madrega shabal l'tshuva omdin, ein tzaddikim gimurin yicholon lamod. This is the famous statement in Chazal, Gimar Maseches Brachos, that the place where bal l'tshuva stand, a tzaddik gomer could never stand. Right? The place where a Baal Tshuva stands, a Tzaddik Gomer can never stand. I both say, the truth is many times when you see that Gemara, doesn't make that much sense to us. It's very nice to be a Baal Tshuva. Great to be a Baal Tshuva. Fantastic. That a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzaddik Gomer. What are you talking about? A Baal Tshuva has a whole checkered past, right? The Baal Tshuva has done all this kind of stuff. So what do you mean that a Baal Tshuva is greater, that a Tzaddik could never even stand where a Baal Tshuva stands? How do you understand that? But Rabbi Tzaddik says something so beautiful. He says it's very simple. Because whereas the tzaddik is exactly that, the tzaddik, the Baal Tshuva, has the ability to be a chassid. Because once again, what's the definition of a chassid? The chassid is someone who goes through negative experiences. And I don't mean, we're talking about like spiritual experience. Negative experience does engages in negative behavior. And from that negative behavior is able to extract positive life lessons. Either positive life lessons about himself, positive life lessons about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He learns about different kohos. So therefore, it turns out that the Baal Tshuva undergoes a dynamic that the tzaddik never encounters. Because the tzaddik is what the Rebbe calls tov stam. He's good. He's incredible. Because, I want to be clear, not that the tzaddik doesn't have struggles. The difference with the tzaddik is that the tzaddik often goes ahead and displays enough personal strength to go ahead and repel the negativity. See, the tzaddik never allows the negativity to get a hold because ultimately, again, he's pushing back and he's pushing back hard. Who's the chassid? This is incredible. The chassid is someone who's failed. The chassid is someone who's failed. The chassan is someone who has not been able to push back the ra. He's fallen prey to the ra, right? At times in life, he's been steeped in ra. But ultimately, again, what is he able to do? from all of that negative spiritual behavior that he's engaged in, that Tachasin himself is engaged in, he says, okay, what can I learn about myself? What can I learn about myself? So from sin, sometimes I learn about the abilities and the power and the prowess I possess. Sometimes from failure and defeat, I learn a lot about what my strengths are and what my weaknesses are. If I'm able to go ahead and then take out, extract all of those lessons from the trenches of defeat, I go on to become a much more powerful person. So ultimately, again, says Reb Tzadik, that's what it means. Makom shebali tshuva omdin. A place where the Baal Tshuva, the Chassid, is able to stand. Ein tzadikim gimurim omdin. A tzadik gemur just doesn't live in that same space. Well, it's not saying that a Chassid is great. A tzadik is great also. After all, it's good to be called a tzadik. What it's saying is the place in life that a Chassid is able to reach, the place in life where a Chassid is able to go ahead and achieve the achievements of a Chassid, cannot be mirrored by the tzaddik. There's simply two different kinds of people. He goes on, the Rebbe says, Tahainu, shegam bali tshuva, motziyim kedusha rabba, mitocha yetzahara. Because ultimately, what does the Baal Tshuva do? The Baal Tshuva, who's able to become a chassid, what does he do? Motziyim kedusha rabba, mitocha yetzahara. He's able to take incredible holiness from within the yetzahara. He's able to go ahead and extract incredible kedusha from the Yitzhara. Bekach shezidono sehem ne'apachim lezuchuyos b'tshuva mi'ava. Okay, so he goes on to tshuva mi'ava. I will say, but how incredibly profound is this yisod? So the Rebbe explaining this idea, and that's the meaning of the Gemara. Makom shevali tshuva omdin ein tzadikim gemurim omdin. Because Rebbe will say, the tzadik gemur is just that, a tzadik. What does the tzaddik do? The tzaddik is able to go ahead and repel the negativity. The chassid is able to go ahead, the Baal Tshuva, is able to extract the positivity from the negativity. The highest level of personalistic spiritual accomplishment is not necessarily the ability to repel the Yetzirah. By the way, but I want to be clear, that's what I would say for our purposes. The best thing a person could do in life is repel the Yetzirah. Because remember, there's a deep, dark secret that Reb Tzadik is not talking about, which is, most people don't become Baal Tshuva, and even those who become Baal Tshuva don't become proper Baal Tshuva. Let's talk honestly here. Right? Meaning, at the end of the day, most of us don't really recover from sin in the right way. Right? So in other words, there's a residual effect that's there, and there's scars that are there, and there's trauma that's there. You see this all the time. People don't know how to become Bali Tshuva, right? And this happens to all of us. On a personal level, it could be that I don't know exactly what to do, how to do it. Sometimes people do all the wrong things in the process of becoming Bali Tshuva. So of course, I want to be clear, the goal is to be a tzaddik, right? That, in other words, even though it's a lower level, if I can go ahead and live a life where I repel the Yetzirah, push away the Yetzirah, and don't even encounter it, that is obviously the best. The reality is, most of us are unsuccessful at being tzaddikim. So because I'm not going to be a tzaddik, which means I'm gonna fail, and I'm going to fail big, right? I'm going to fail big, and I'm going to make many, many, many mistakes in life. Okay, now that I've made my mistakes, now that I have my failures, those present an opportunity. What's the opportunity? The opportunity is to learn from my mistakes. What can I learn about myself? What strengths do I possess? What abilities do I possess? What kochos do I possess? And if now I could extrapolate the positive from the midst of spiritual defeat and now lead in an enhanced life as a result of those failures, then I become a Baal Tshuva, then I become a Chassid, and the truth is, the koach I'm able to amass, the tzaddik could never amass. So l'chatchila, be the tzaddik. But the reality is, Bidi Eved, we're all going to find ourselves in the midst of defeat. And it's at that moment where our job is to become the Baal Tshuva. Our job is to become the Chassid. Right? We'll stop over here for today. Shech, we'll continue still a little bit more in Reb Tzadik. In the future, we're not finished with this Sif, but enough for today. Shkach.